WBUR has discovered that Boston police quietly agreed to a $1.3 million legal settlement last year after they mistook a black man having a stroke for a drunk driver. Officers arrested him and kept him locked up for hours before finally sending him to the hospital. His family says it's the latest case of police treating black drivers differently. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
Al Copeland was driving on Mass Ave in Boston one night when he started to feel nauseous. So nauseous, he decided he had to pull over right away.
Because I was afraid, I say, well, at least if anything happened to me, somebody will find me.
Boston police did find Al, slumped in his car and barely conscious in front of the Berklee College of Music. But instead of calling an ambulance, they arrested him. They wrote in their report that they smelled alcohol, even though Al says he hasn't had a drink since 1995. His wife, Valerie, suspects she knows why.
Why they didn't assume he was sick? I can only, and I strongly believe, it's because he's a black male. I think if he had been a 62-year-old white man passed out in front of Berklee School of Music, I think they would have called an ambulance.
At the police station, Al could barely stand. When they left him to use the bathroom in a holding cell, he fell to the ground and banged his head on the wall, according to police records. Officers left him in the cell to, quote, sleep it off. It was only after Al threw up, 5 hours after police first encountered him, that officers called an ambulance.
I've seen all of the footage of when he was in the jail cells for 5 hours to see how uncaring they were. Unfortunately, it should be shocking, but it's not.
It didn't get better when he got to Tufts Medical Center. Police records show that medical providers there also assumed Al was drunk and left him in the emergency room for 7 more hours. It was only when Valerie finally tracked down her husband that doctors confirmed he had no drugs or alcohol in his system. He wasn't drunk. He had a stroke. But by then, the damage was done. Al had to remain in the hospital for weeks and then move to rehab. He had to give up his job with the MBTA. And he's still having trouble walking or even enjoying a meal.
I'm out of bit with my balance, my attitude, my appetite, tasting food, and some cognitive things that are still happening, you know, and some physical things as well.
Al, who's now 64, doesn't remember anything about that night in 2019. His first memory afterward was waking up at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital 2 months later. There, he learned what happened.
I heard that they treated you like you was a drunk on the street. That's what I heard. And that's how I heard it, and it pissed me off. Immediately, I went in my head, all these white addicts all over, nodding all over the place, they treat me like I'm drunk on the street.
Tufts apologized for its part in what happened to Al, but said it couldn't comment on his care or any legal dealings with the Copelands. Since this happened, they added social workers to assist patients who can't communicate and formed a Center for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to reduce disparities in care. The Copelands say Boston police have yet to apologize or even reach out to them. Police records show the department launched an investigation only after the family's attorney contacted the city. Investigators faulted 2 officers and a sergeant for neglect of duty. But it wasn't because they treated Al like a drunk. Instead, investigators cited police for not responding fast enough after Al fell and hit his head. The department has yet to discipline the officers, even though the internal investigation wrapped up more than a year ago. That lack of accountability frustrates Valerie.
They don't want this to happen to anybody else, right? That's what we're looking for. And so the report basically says, no lessons right to be learned here.
The mayor's office declined to comment specifically on this case, and both the mayor's office and police wouldn't say what, if anything, they've done to make sure a mistake like this doesn't happen again. That's a missed opportunity, says Oren Selstrom. He's the litigation director at Lawyers for Civil Rights, which deals with discrimination and police accountability.
If the impulse is, let's just get this one matter behind us by paying out a settlement and then moving on, then what you run the risk of is having the situation repeat itself in the future.
WBUR first learned about the settlement through a public records request. And when WBUR initially approached the Copelands, they were reluctant to talk. But they eventually decided to tell their story, talking to a reporter in their Mattapan backyard. They hope sharing will prevent similar mistakes in the future. But Al is uncertain about what will happen next.
You know, hopefully some things can come out of this to bring some, shed some light on it, to change some things systemically. But who the hell knows?
He's just one person, he says, and he's not sure that's enough. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmani.